Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 117. So for this, I decided to do another relationship episode. I've only done three on this topic, and I've done 116 episodes, and those episodes have been some of my most popular ones. So it's been a couple months since I did one, and I thought I would do another one and add what I think is some helpful perspective. I think this episode would really help if you're single right now, certainly, really help. Or if you're in a relationship, I think it'll offer some clarity or perspective on where to go from here. Or also, if you're still trying to get over a breakup or something like that, I also think this can be helpful. It's like a really all-encompassing, powerful concept. And again, I do want to take the time to say that anytime I do a relationship episode, I caveat that I am not an expert. Clearly, I think that should go for just about anything that I talk about on this podcast, but particularly in the realm of dating and relationships. I want to say it again because I'm not. You know, if I was, I suppose I'd be happily married, kids, maybe something like that. And I am not. If I was, I wouldn't be going on shitty Hinge or Raya dates. You know, I wouldn't be falsely accused of being a fuckboy. Falsely. I'd be white picket fence with a dog named Skip, all that stuff. But that stuff right there is all well and good. I mean it, because what I do bring to the table here is perspective. Certainly perspective from 10, 12, 13, 14 years of dating and relationships, several years of serious relationships, tons of not so much. And I think when I combine those experiences with my outlook on life, my kind of Case Kenny mindset of optimism and positivity and just being intentional, and I combine that with who I am at my core, which is just a dude bro guy, I think all of that, our powers combined, it can really, really help you out. I really think it can. So, again, because I'm being real here, I'm not guessing, and I don't read a whole lot of self-help books or relationship books, as surprising as it might sound. I don't even listen to a whole lot of podcasts. I know I'm such a hypocrite, right? But, so these are really just my own thoughts, my own observations, but they have really, really helped me personally the past couple of years, the past year specifically. And for that reason, I think they can help you, or at minimum, just give you something to think about. So I'm excited for this end rant, and I'll get right into it. But before I do, my quick ask of you, the ask I always have of you is, I'd love it. I really would love it if you take 2 minutes and leave me a 5-star review, rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Here I go again with this, but seriously though, I don't do sponsors. So if you're digging what I'm doing, this is all I ask of you. Love you guys. All you have to do is go to the podcast page on iTunes. It's called Apple Podcasts now, and scroll down to ratings and review, then hit 5 stars, and then just type a quick 1 to 2, 2 to 3 sentence on why you're enjoying the show. That's it. It really does mean the world to me, and I'd love to get to 2,000 5-star reviews. I'm at like 1,300 or something like that. So thank you so much. Your support really, really does mean a lot to me. Regardless if you do leave a review or not, I still am very grateful for you. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. You can holler at me there. You can kind of get a good idea of who I am if this is your first time listening. I think it is always, always, always helpful to put a person, a face, a personality to a voice. You know, I am a real dude. I live in Chicago. I wear the same thing practically every day. So there you go. You can check me out there at case.kenny. So onto the episode, and not to sound full of myself, and I genuinely mean that. I really do have a goofy grin on my face, but I genuinely mean that. Not to sound too full of myself, but I get the question a lot of, oh my gosh, Case, why are you single? You're so great, yada, yada, yada. And while I appreciate that question, and I will field that question all day long because it's a nice ego boost, I suppose, I can actually answer that question very easily, very simply. you know, Case, why are you single? And it's because I know my why. I know my why. Now, I know you've probably heard that be said before. You got to know your why. I have any article, podcast, video on the topic of passion or purpose or just how to live a happy life in general seems to center around this idea or this need to, quote, find your why. You know, why do you do what you do? What is your motivation? Why are you passionate about what you're passionate about? What is your why? Yada, yada. I'm sure you've heard that, and maybe you've even given it some thought in relation to your job or your creative outlet or just your broader purpose in life. I think that's great. But if I had to guess, you probably haven't given it that much thought in regards to dating and relationships and things like that. What is your why? You know, why? I have in my life, and I think it's because that I can answer that question so easily. That's why I'm single. It's why I can be super picky and deliberate and intentional with my relationships because I know my why. I know my why in regards to dating in the same way I know my why for other things I do in life. You know, it's like, why do I go to Chipotle 4 to 5 times a week? Because to me, it's delicious and I'm friends with all the people there. Hashtag Chipotle fam. You know, why do I say howdy instead of hi or hey? Because I think it's funny, makes me chuckle. And I'm also the sheriff around these parts. You know, why do I stay up until 2 in the morning watching YouTube videos fairly frequently? I don't know the answer to that. Should probably stop doing that. But I do know my why in regards to a lot of things. And in the same way, I know my why in regards to dating. And I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. And hopefully it'll help you then identify your own, clarify your own. But at its core, knowing my why has been really important, really impactful in my life because it's helped me get out of this gray area of dating and relationships, this gray area. Do you know what I'm talking about here? This gray area is where, you know, you're trying to meet someone, you're going on dates and all that, but with no real purpose other than, it's biological, it's normal, it's what everyone is doing because you're feeling the pressure to do it. You know, you're in the gray, you're all over the place, maybe because you're feeling lonely, everyone else has someone, maybe you're bored. You've got all these different reasons, all these different motivations, and it could be anything for sure. But the gray, I think this gray area that I'm referring to here is defined by just a lack of vision, of clarity for why you're doing what you're doing. And so, you know, you go on dates, you meet people, maybe a second date or two, you're swiping on the apps, you're finding yourself doing these things, giving your energy away all over the place, left and right. You know, you're wanting, I really want to like that person. I want to find the right person. But if you were to sit down and ask yourself why, you know, why you want to find that right person in the first place, you wouldn't really be able to articulate a great answer. Yeah, sure, you might be able to say, well, I want to have someone in my life, or I want to share my life with someone. I don't want to be alone. I want a family, all that kind of stuff. But in my opinion, that's not a true why. Like, those are reactions, I think, to being alone. You know, you don't want to be alone, and that pressure and maybe even guilt starts to add up. And so you're out there, you're in the gray, kind of just aimlessly trying to find someone who, you know, quote, feels right. It's like wandering around your apartment in the dark, trying to find your phone. It's like getting a massage in a Canada Goose jacket. Like, you can do it, but it's not effective. And you're going to waste a lot of energy when all you have to do is turn the light on or lose that jacket, right? Clarity, simplicity. Those are good analogies, right? You know what I'm talking about here? Yeah, I think you could relate to this idea of the gray area if you yourself are dating around, or maybe even if you're in a relationship right now. And personally, I look at my life and I've done a lot of that over the past 2 years of being single. I've been in that gray, just living in it, just taking laps in it. You know, and now looking back, I think that was kind of a mistake because I really didn't have a why guiding me. I had the lights off. I had my Canada Goose on, zipped up, wasting my energy. I was kind of just lost in the wind, giving my energy to, you know, everyone and anyone in the hopes of just finding someone that felt right. Felt right. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I think I could have been so much more intentional. And I saw a quote the other day that was, I think it was speaking directly to me. It kind of inspired this episode. And the quote said, I screenshot it. It said, Case, baby girl, you are the sun. Stop giving them your warmth if they can't support your shine. You know, it said baby girl, so I don't know if it was actually directed at me, but like, I felt that quote, you know? Stop giving them your warmth. They can't support your shine, because that's what you're doing when you're dating around without a why. You're giving away your energy, your shine unnecessarily, because you don't know why you're doing it. You're just doing it to do it. And yeah, of course, don't get me wrong. You can learn a lot through those experiences. You can learn a lot about yourself, what you want, I suppose. But like I've said in other episodes, I've grown super, super protective of my energy, my time, myself. And I think you should as well. You know, so the question again is, what is your why? And I'll tell you my why here, and then I'll tell you why I think it should be yours as well, because I think this is a universal, like a really good thing for everyone to keep in mind. My why is that I want to grow, and I need someone who can help me do that. My why is finding someone who unequivocally, without a doubt, 100% makes me better. And that's it. You know, that why really helps me focus. And it doesn't matter if that person is that person attractive enough for me? Is that person good enough for me? Hot enough? Does that person have a good enough social circle? Is anything like that? Yeah, those are important, and more on that in a bit. But my bottom line why is, does that person make me a better person? That is my why. That person has to make me better. And that is so important to me. And it's not as cliche as it might sound. And hear me out on why I say that. Because I look at my life and if you know me, I want to grow into the best possible, most badass version of myself. That's what I want. And you know, who wouldn't want that? And I look at my life and I could do all the things right. I could do everything right in my life. I can travel, I can work hard, I could take on new challenges, I could experience new things, I could step out of my comfort zone, I could really genuinely push myself, but until I share that personal growth with the right person, I really don't think I'm all the way there. I think I'm close, but I don't think I'm all the way there. I really, really do believe that the right person for me will make me a better person. You know, that person will not only compliment me, be easy to get along with, kind, loving, attractive, all those things, but most importantly, push me to be more. That person will literally show me my full potential. And that is it. That is my why. And, you know, it's not as basic as, I want to share my life with someone, you know, I want someone to care for me and I want someone to care for, you know, I want to grow old with someone and explore the world with, you know, it's not an afterthought to that, like, oh, and also I want that person to make me a better person. You know, that right there is everything to it. It supersedes everything. It's not an afterthought. It's not a nice to have. My why is super clear, and it's a little bit self-centered. It's a little bit selfish, right? It's about me. And I think that is really important, and it's changed how I look at relationships. That in dating and relationships, you really have to be more selfish. You really do, because that is where your why comes from. Otherwise, again, you're in the gray. You know, and yes, of course, once you do find that person, you need to drop a lot of that selfishness and deprioritize aspects of yourself and your life. But until you find that person, I really think you need to be more selfish. You need to let that selfish why lead you to that specific person who is going to make you a better person. You need to be selfish to accomplish that. You need to be selfish and patient, because in my experience, that person is worth waiting for. Clearly, I really, really believe that. I'm still waiting. But I think the longer I wait and the pickier I get, the vision, the clarity I have just becomes even more solidified that the right person is out there, and that when I find her, it will be clear to me that she makes me a better person and me to her as well. It's a two-way street. So for me, that person is someone who believes in me completely, but challenges me completely. It's someone who builds me up, but isn't afraid to criticize me. I really need that. It's someone who accepts who I am while being demanding of me at the same time. You know, I am fine waiting for that person. Because I'm not literally just waiting. It's not like I'm sitting around hoping that person stumbles into my life. I'm out there looking, but I know what I'm looking for because I know my why. And that's why I'm not in the gray anymore. I'm not trying to force myself to like someone or be like, well, she's really cute and nice and I could see us together. You know, sure, okay, that's part of it. But the first question that I ask, the only question I ask initially of myself is, does she make me a better person? Does she help me grow? And if the answer is no, I'm sorry, but then I'm going to move on. It's that simple, because I think there are tons of people who might be right for you in other regards, quote, right for you, right attraction, right sense of humor, right upbringing, right job, all that. And that's great. And you could potentially make that work. But at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's about whether that person makes you a better person. To me, that's it, in my opinion. And I think you have to define for yourself what that means. Again, for me, it's someone who challenges my bullshit, maybe my ego, someone who forces me to communicate, who challenges me in my ideas, who doesn't just accept what I say, who is real and honest and pushes me, and who demands me to be the same. Like, you have to figure that out for yourself. Your why is more than just someone who you're like, oh yeah, you know, we get along so well, or we finish each other's sandwiches. You get it? Or like, I really feel comfortable around him or her, or oh, he or she is so funny or driven or whatever. Like, those are great qualities, don't get me wrong, but you have to ask yourself if that person is going to push you. You know, if yes, great. If no, then move on. And if the answer is, I don't know, I don't really know, then I say then go out a couple more times with that person until you know, but make that your focus. It doesn't have to be black and white. You don't have to know immediately. You know, I'm not one of those people who is like, I immediately know things. It takes me time to get those, to come to those conclusions, but you have to make answering that question your focus. And I don't think like that criteria, my focus, my so much focus on this makes me too picky or narrow-minded or not willing to see potential in other people. I think it makes you selfish in the right way if you have this mindset, like in a good way, in a way that will lead you to someone who helps you grow into the person you're capable of becoming, and then you to that person as well. You know, that is what I think is the foundation of a great relationship. Attraction will fade. Attraction to someone's personality might fade. All that. But someone who helps you grow, that is forever. That is everything. So that is my why. You know, remembering that the right person will bring me into my own. You know, that's worth waiting for, don't you think? It makes all the bullshit of dating around worth it, don't you think? It makes all the shitty Tinder and Bumble dates worth it. It makes all those past relationships worth it. And I don't think I'm delusional or in fairy tale land thinking that this person exists and is out there for me. It's not some magical unicorn. I think it's real. I really do. And I know it's real, in fact, because I see it all around me. I see people who have found that person. And most of all, like in true Case Kenny fashion, I know it's real because that is what I need. And in my life, when I need something, I find a way to manifest it in my life. That is like a very guiding principle to me. I don't think it's overly idealistic. And I think this idea of your why in that regard is super, super guiding and give you a great sense of optimism. But I also think right now, this idea of your why can be super helpful if you're still dealing with regret or guilt or emotions from an old past relationship. If you're dealing with that and you can look back and all those memories and you're kind of sad that they're gone, or maybe that you didn't try enough or that you fucked up and that you were responsible for the relationship falling apart, you could do that. Or you can look back right now and see if your why holds true in regards to that relationship and ask yourself if that person genuinely would have made you a better person. Ask yourself that. Chances are the answer is no, if you're honest with yourself. And I think that question, that answer should offer you some comfort, some closure there if you're still dealing with that pain or that discomfort. And that's how I look at things, the past, the present, the future, it's all relative to my why. And what's more, I know that in my life, in my personal development, I alone can probably push myself 90% of the way to my best Case Kenny self. I know I can challenge myself and push myself and do big things, but I really think that last, call it 10%, comes from the right person. And if that's what I want, what I need, I know I can find that person. Like, I know I can. That's my sense of optimism. Whew. So end rant. I'll end my rant there. You know, what do you think about that? You can agree with me or not, but either way, I really do think you need to figure out your why. And I think the one I've been rambling about should be yours to an extent, a bit of a self-centered why that narrows your vision to help you find someone who, without a doubt, makes you a better person. I think that why should guide you because it will give you purpose and conviction in dating. You won't waste your time. You won't waste your energy. You'll stand up for yourself and what you want. It'll give you patience, most of all, to keep waiting while you look, and it'll give you that confidence to not give in to pressure to settle, or it's almost the fall and cuffing season is upon us again. It will give you a sense of centeredness to hear that you'll hear that usual advice that's like, oh, wait until you find a person who deserves you, or wait until you find someone who's perfect for you, or wait until you find someone your mom would be proud of. You'll hear that advice and just ignore it for the right reason, because I don't know what that advice means. Yeah, it's so ambiguous, you know? But I know myself, and I know that I want and need to grow. And if you center your why around that, at least initially, I think you'll save yourself a lot of time and a lot of energy. So that's all I'm saying is find your why, clarify your why. And if someone that you're dating or in a relationship with or that you're meeting, if they don't align with that, like it's okay. Throw up your do not disturb sign and move on. Block the number, move on. Stop settling, move on. Or if you're like, dude, Case, man, I'm not looking for anything serious. You need to chill with all this. I say that's great. You know, go have some fun. You don't need to be this serious. But when it is time, when you do decide that you want more, knowing your why will really, really help. And I really think you'll come to thank yourself later if you think about it now. And in the meantime, know that this is all temporary, that this in-between time is all temporary. I really believe that as long as you know your why, like really, really know it, really, really live it, that it's only a matter of time until you find that right person. And with that attitude, I don't think you'll ever settle out of desperation or because you think you're getting too old to be single or something like that, because it's temporary. It's a good temporary, because during this time, you can continue to define your why and it'll become clearer and clearer and more solidified in your mind. And then, of course, as you live, you can add things to that why. You could add things that are important, like looks and manners and drive and motivation, things like that, because let's be real, those things are important. Attraction is important. I'd be bullshitting you if I said otherwise, you know, dude, bro, guy, Case Kenny here. So if there's anything that I think that you get out of this episode, and I'll wrap it up, it's that I want you to get out of that gray area of dating relationships. I want you to have the courage to end ambiguous relationships or simply stop being ambiguous in how you're approaching them in the first place. Stop wondering. Stop hoping for the right person to find love. You know your why, and I promise you that you'll find a way to get there. I really believe that. Clearly, I'm living it. And yeah, clearly I'm not there yet, but things to me are so much more clear. Like I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my energy. I'm protecting it. I'm protecting it for the right reasons. And with that, I know that when I do find that person, I won't have to wonder anymore. There will be no question about it. And how great will that be? To me, that's really, really motivating. So I'll end it right there. Again, as always, I'd love it if you'd share this episode, share it with your single friend who could use this message, or share it with your own boyfriend or girlfriend because you are confident in your why together. Either way, thank you so much for the support. It really does mean a lot. Again, I do these episodes twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. I have a couple awesome guests coming up over the next couple of months, so stay tuned for that. Let me know what you're thinking about the episodes. I love feedback. I love your shares, comments, everything. Again, you can holler at me on Instagram. That's the best way to get a hold of me, at case.kenny. So until next episode, I'm out.